This is Gabriel Rentsch with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Friday, November 13th, 2020. Make sure if you come across news stories, send them over to news@crosspolitic.com. We appreciate it. Massachusetts prepared to legalize abortion up to moment of birth. Ugh. God have mercy. According to discern.com, Massachusetts State Representative Claire Cronin has filed an amendment to the state budget that would enshrine as law the ability to abort a full-time fetus up until the moment of birth. Cronin and her fellow Democrats, who hold staggering majorities in both the House of Representatives and the state Senate. In the state Senate, it's 36 Democrats to 4 Republicans, are attempting to pass the controversial legislation after seeing Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court in October. The pro-life Massachusetts Citizens for Life objects to the parliamentary move to shortchange the legislative process and enact such a provocative law. The bill would enable girls as young as 12 to obtain abortions without any adult except the abortionist knowing about it, the group said, as well as remove life-saving medical equipment from rooms where abortions are performed, risking the lives of babies, Massachusetts citizens who survive the procedure. Despite overwhelming support by Democratic lawmakers, a poll conducted by the Susan B. Anthony List in 2019 revealed that 62% of Massachusetts citizens oppose legalizing late-term abortions. Should lawmakers pass the amendment as expected, Republican Governor Charlie Baker has indicated he might veto it as unnecessary. He better veto it. Governor Cuomo limits private home gatherings to 10 people. Abortions up to 9 months and private gatherings of 10 people are risky. As New York State contends with its largest single-day increase of COVID-19 cases since April, because masks don't work, because lockdowns don't work, Governor Cuomo has issued new limitations on home gatherings and business operations. Cuomo announced Wednesday that gatherings in private residence may not exceed 10 people. He has also declared that gyms and any establishment with a state liquor license, including bars and restaurants, must close by 10 p.m. because the COVID comes out after 10 p.m. These rules take an effect Friday at 10 p.m. It's just maddening. It is just crazy, all these rules and legalism that are coming out through this whole process. You know, you got to close your bar by 10 o'clock. You can only have 10 people, arbitrary 10 people in your house. You have to wear a mask. I mean, I remember, you know, growing up hearing liberals or hearing, you know, unbelievers kind of make fun of the Old Testament and Levitical laws and, you know, Deuteronomy and all this stuff and talking about how the church is just so legalistic. And that argument, it just makes me laugh now. I mean, that argument, the only response that comes out of me is just kind of a horse laugh when someone says, I mean, how much more would have you wanted to be under Levitical laws right now? Like let's just, you know, bring Levitical laws into play. And what laws would you like to be under more? You know, God's Levitical laws or Cuomo's Levitical laws? It's just hilarious. Folks, do you wish you had a one-stop news source and covered all the current events from distinctively biblical worldview? Do you wish you could listen and watch the news anytime, day or night, from a source that was committed to telling the truth about what's going on in the world and have no holds barred biblical analysis to accompany it? You're tired of woke scolds and latte theologians nuancing everything to death? Do you wish Christian media was a little bit more rowdy? That's what Cross Politic is all about. That's what we are trying to do here. And we need your help to continue to growing the Fight Laugh Feast Network. The best way you can help us is by becoming a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. That's the best way. Many of you already have, and we're very, very grateful for our club members, and it has allowed us to grow so much already. But if you're tired of legacy media, old media, Fox Media, CNN Media, cramming their pagan worldviews down your throat, and social media censoring views that you don't approve of, support Cross Politic as we build a Christian media platform and network committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Also, we like to laugh and drink beer, so support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member today. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Ticketmaster to require proof of COVID vaccine to purchase tickets? So, you know, they're trying to get concerts back online. So Ticketmaster is going to take it on themselves to require you to have a vaccine if you want to attend one of their concerts. With distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine expected to start in early 2021, online ticketing platform Ticketmaster is going to begin requiring proof of a vaccination or a negative COVID test to gain admission to all their concerts and events. Ticketmaster will apparently be requiring the proof at the point of sale rather than the concert venue. This means that a customer will have to secure a digital health pass from an approved third-party vendor in order to make purchases through the online giant's service. The concert industry is one of the hardest hit by the global pandemic in 2020, with multiple venues left pleading for congressional stimulus dollars to remain solvent. Oh, way to go, Ticketmaster, for solving all our concert problems. Dr. Michael Osterholm proposed earlier this week that until a vaccine is widely available, a lengthy lockdown might be the best approach to keep the coronavirus in check. The director of the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, who originally was actually pretty decent in all this, and he's obviously shifted here, Osterholm warned of a coming COVID hell where cases rise. People are tired of mitigation efforts, and cold weather is driving people inside where the virus spreads more rapidly. I remember going outside was bad, and now going inside's bad. What's going on? Dr. Olstrom goes on to say, we could pay for a package right now to cover all the wages, lost wages for individual workers, for losses to small companies, to medium-sized companies, or city, state, county governments, Olstrom said Wednesday. We could do all that. If we did that, then we could lock down, you know, for 4 to 6 weeks. He's proposing a 4 to 6 week lockdown, and then he goes on to say that we could actually basically borrow, since interest rates are so low, that we could borrow loans to kind of pay for that 4 to 6 week lockdown. He then points to New Zealand and Australia as places where they have handled the virus more effectively, reducing daily new cases to under 10. But think about it. Australia and New Zealand are on different climates. This virus, one of the connections to this virus is that it obviously spreads farther and faster in cold environments. It's, you know, I think it's what, summer right now in New Zealand, Australia? It's hot there. Aren't they on different cycles than the U.S.? It's cold throughout the U.S. right now. It's going all over the place. The virus started in January, February, and it took off in January, February, March. And then during the summer, it started to dip down when it got warmer. You know, the logic here is just unbelievable. Bernie Sanders confirms interest in becoming Biden's labor secretary. Oh, breadline Bernie, running labor. Fantastic. Senator Bernie Sanders said on Wednesday that if asked, he would accept the position of labor secretary in President Biden-elect's administration. So this is according to The Hill. Bernie Sanders says, I want to do everything. I can do it to protect working families of this country. That's horrible. I'll stop. Who are under tremendous duress right now, and whether that is in the Senate, whether that is in Biden's administration, who knows? Let's see how this unfolds, Sanders said during an interview with CNN when asked if he was eyeing a position in Biden's cabinet. Sanders goes on to say, if I had a portfolio that allowed me to stand up and fight for working families, would I do it? Yes, I would. That breadline Bernie, you remember that this guy, he's a democratic socialist. In other words, he's a socialist. And Biden might put him over our labor. Oh, man. Pennsylvania court. Secretary of State lacked authority to change deadline 2 days before the election. So this is an update on the election. According to Fox News, a Pennsylvania judge ruled in favor of the Trump campaign Thursday, ordering that the state may not count ballots where the voters needed to provide proof of identification and failed to do so by November 9th. State law said that the voters have until 6 days after the election, this year that was November 9th, to cure problems regarding a lack of proof of identification. So if there's a problem ballot that had identification problems, they had until November 9th to, you know, confirm or fix that. After the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots could be accepted 3 days after the election, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar submitted guidance that said proof of identification could be provided up until November 12th, which is 6 days from the ballot acceptance deadline, not the election deadline. So she changed the goalpost in Pennsylvania. That guidance was issued 2 days before the election. So she changed that goalpost 2 days before the election. The court concludes that respondent Kathy Buchvar, in her official capacity as Secretary of Commonwealth, lacked authority to issue the November 1st, 2020 guidance to respondents, county boards of elections, insofar as that guidance purported to change the deadline for certain electors to verify proof and identification. That quote was from Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt, she said in a court order. That eventually will go, I'm pretty sure that eventually will go to the Supreme Court, especially if it has bearing and significant changes in the voters in Pennsylvania on the election. If Biden ends up losing, that's going to go to the Supreme Court for sure. This is Gabriel Runch with Cross Politic Daily News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLeftBeast.com, downloading our app, and make sure you clear your schedule for our second annual Fight Left Beast conference. We got details rolling out hopefully soon. With your partnership, you are providing us with the resources to compete with mainstream media. Go to FightLeftBeast.com to take all these actions. Have a great day.